A Washington-based think tank has concluded that the Bush administration systematically misrepresented the threat posed by Iraq in the lead-up to the war. In a report issued today, the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace says the administration distorted available intelligence concerning Iraq's weapons of mass destruction. The report concludes that Iraq's weapons posed no imminent threat. Administration officials, however, stand by their pre-war assessments. NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports.
The Carnegie Endowment is a respected think tank that opposed the U.S. decision to go to war last spring. Carnegie says this report in the aftermath of war is based on data from a wide variety of sources, among them intelligence reports, the work of weapons inspectors in Iraq before and after the war, and statements by administration officials. Carnegie's president, Jessica Matthews, says the findings indicate the administration misrepresented the Iraqi threat in a variety of ways. One, she says, was through the administration's routine omission of any reference to uncertainty in intelligence on Iraq.
The turning of judgments, assessments, possibilities into facts.
Carnegie analysts say that in 2002, as the administration made its case for war, there was a disturbing shift in what is known as the National Intelligence Estimate. Joseph Cerenzioni says the intelligence estimate that was presented to Congress in late 2002 presented Iraq in much more threatening terms than had previous reports.
It takes such a quantum leap from the way the intelligence assessments were going before. At first, everyone thought there must be new evidence.
But in July, he says, Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld told Congress that the administration had simply reassessed previous information in the light of 9/11.
So there was no new evidence to support the certitude of the threat, the imminence of the threat. So what else was it? We think this is a sort of a prima facie case for political pressure.
Last February, Secretary of State Colin Powell went before the UN Security Council to share what he said was intelligence showing that Iraq's weapons programs posed an imminent threat. Again, Joseph Cerenzioni.
It's very difficult now to support any of Powell's main conclusions and assertions in his presentation. He said it was based on solid evidence. We know this. There is no doubt. We are certain that. And now we know that it just wasn't true.
But in a news conference today, Powell stood behind his presentation, which served as the administration's most potent public argument for the use of force.
I knew exactly the circumstances under which I was presenting that speech to the UN on the 5th of February. The whole world would be watching. That's why I took the time to sit down with the experts. And anything that we did not feel was solid and multi-sourced, we did not use in that speech.
The Carnegie report notes that Iraq did pose a threat long term, but Jessica Matthews says the threat was being contained by weapons inspections.
Quite differently from how we saw inspections as they were generally seen in the United States just before the war, the inspections were actually working.
Based on that finding, the report suggests that the U.S. worked with the United Nations to establish a permanent system for curbing weapons proliferation. The Carnegie Endowment also recommends that Washington consider making the CIA director a career job rather than a political appointment to take some of the political pressure out of intelligence work. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.